Today's Marriage Minute is entitled Loving Leadership. Our scripture is taken from the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 2. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. You know, when it comes to the role and responsibility of husbands and fathers, it seems like we've gone from one extreme to another. In a little more than a generation, we've gone from dictator to abdicator. One is just as unbiblical and as damaging to healthy families as the other. Somehow we need to come back to this issue to find balance. The natural tendency is to surrender all responsibility when our authority is met with resistance, like, well, you won't listen to me, so do it yourself. But the end result is visionless chaos. As men of God, we must lead with the fierceness of the Lion of Judah, and yet with the tenderness of the Lamb of God. We must be, as one author put it, tender warriors. We must be fully engaged without making demands, but rather by our example inspiring others to follow. Wives can help by encouraging us when we get it right, and gently and respectfully helping us to make course corrections when we're not. Husbands and fathers must step up to the plate and lead. If we're not sure how to do it, then we need to look to the one who leads us, Jesus Christ. In fact, we can't effectively lead others unless we are under His leadership. So let's purpose in our hearts today to provide that which our families are crying out for, loving leadership. So a question for both of us, do I provide loving leadership or do I tend toward being a dictator or an abdicator? And prayer for both of us, Lord, help us to find the right balance, no longer to go from dictator to abdicator, but to provide loving, proactive leadership. Help us to encourage one another with tenderness and respect.
Today's Marriage Minute was brought to you by Marriage and Family Savers Institute. Visit them on the web at www.marriageandfamily.org.
Let's leave the loneliness behind.